Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Cattle producers, you're going to want to be a part of it. The Week in the Rockies sale from Superior Video Livestock Auction. Great set of cattle being sold all week long, July 11th through the 15th. It originates from Steamboat Springs, Colorado, once again this year. It'll be seen live on Rural TV, Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on the internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. 261,000 head of cattle will be sold, including right at 36,000 yearling steers, 24,000 yearling heifers, 59,000 weaned calves, and 138,000 calves on cows. They'll be offering cattle from the southeast and from here in the south central part of the country on Monday and Tuesday primarily. Later in the week, it'll be more western cattle. If you want details of when a particular lot of cattle will be selling or see the video of those cattle, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or, as always, call 800-422-2117. The Week in the Rockies sale, July 11th through the 15th at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
Well, look for Cattle Complex to open moderately higher today, boosted by spillover buying interest and large cash premiums. The hog futures are likely to open on a mixed basis, tied to light bear spreading and profit taking. Now, we will be surprised if the cash cattle trade takes on much definition today. A few preliminary bids could surface here and there, but significant business most likely will be delayed until later on in the week, probably Thursday, Friday or so. Some ready cattle could be priced around 125 in the south, 200 to 202 in the north. Live and feeder cattle futures should open moderately higher, supported by spillover buying from yesterday's reversal and the tall premium status of recent feedlot sales. The cash hog market seems set to open with generally steady bids. Given the slow start to the post-holiday kill, the weekly total is not likely to exceed 1.9 million head. Now, the lean futures should continue to follow a mixed trading pattern, with nearby issues losing more ground on their deferred counterparts. Open features should include light bear spreading and midweek profit taking. Looking at the grain, soybean futures fell more than 5% yesterday, the first trading day after the three-day holiday weekend, as forecasts indicate the young crop will face few weather threats as it moves this month into seed development phase. Corn finished about 9 cents lower and also faces few weather threats as pollination gets underway in the Midwest. Now, wheat recovered from early losses to close higher yesterday. The rain that's helping the corn and soybeans is hurting the winter wheat harvest. Combines were slowed in Kansas last week, and forecasts for rain indicate more delays this week. The harvest has produced big yields, though, and high test weights, but rain could hurt what remains in the field or make it hard to recover. Corn futures did settle lower, but above the contract lows set earlier in the day. While forecasts say the weather will be hot this week and next for pollination, the expected rain could ease heat-related stress. Crop progress due later today is expected to see a small drop from last week, 75% good to excellent condition rating. We'll check futures in a moment.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Well, at the close yesterday, August live cattle up 67 at 113.65. The October was up 72 at 114 even. August feeder cattle up 162 at 144.07. September up 165 at 143.35. August hogs at the close down 70 cents at 83.25. October down 20 cents at 72.15. The grains at the close, Kansas City hard red winter wheat. September was up 5 cents, 416.5. December up 4 3/4 at 441. September Chicago wheat's up 3 1/4, 433.5. December's up 2 3/4 at 453.5. September corn down 9 1/4 cents at 350 3/4. December down 9 cents at 358. August soybeans down 54 1/4 cents at 1110. September was down 57 1/4 cents at 1091.5. July cotton down 27, 63.48. October down 21, 65.12. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.